Welcome to another inspiring message from the Cornerstone Church Enugu.
Holy,
we'll be called righteous,
we will be called burning for the Lord,
we'll be called set on fire, sold out, in the name of Jesus.
No, you didn't just come to church today because it's Sunday. It's not because it's Sunday. Because you are the church. You are the church. Your body is my temple. Befate convertash kavalate ka sombra tegavas. Yes, your body is my temple. I dwell akofaya, dwelling inside of you. Would you walk before me blameless? Shatabana no mefrata kavila dosh kavaya. Ele brotovekina moso vredish kabana ne talabahandesh. Jesus was the evidence of the power of God. I want you too to be the evidence physically here of my power. You can't do that without holiness. Oh, if you be consecrated to me. There's no limit to the outflowing of my power through you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, my God. Hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. The power of God is in this place. He's already healing. He's already healing. There's an outpouring of the power of God. Oh, maname leba shavara nasumba tiza. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. We are not unaware. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 We know you are here. We know you are here. You know, oh, Manta. We know you are here. You're my righteous ones. You look like me, so live like me. Thank you, God. I look like you. I will live like you. Thank you, Lord. 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 I don't expect you to get through any day by your own self and by your strength. Not today. Not today. Not today. Not today. Yes, not today. I said it again. I don't expect you to get through any day in your strength. Not today. Not today. Not today. For by your strength shall no man prevail. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We give thanks. We give thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Just lift your hands, church, and say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. You've not called the sons of Jacob to seek you in vain. We give our faith. We give thanks. We bless your name. 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 Hold somebody's hand and pray for that person. Say, your faith will not fail in the days of adversity. Hold somebody's hand and pray for that person. Say, be strengthened in the name of Jesus. You will not waver in faith. Just pray for that. Say, my brother, my sister, you will not waver in faith. 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 You keep standing. You will not waver in faith. Yes, you will not waver in faith. The Lord is your help. The Lord is your help. You will not waver in faith. You will not waver in faith. You stand firm. You stand strong in all the will of God for your life. In the name of Jesus, you stand firm in all the will of God for your life. You stand firm. Pray for that person. Say, yes, the Lord hears you. Your secret tears, your secret burdens, the Lord sees it. He sees it now, and I pray for you. Your faith will not fail. Your strength will not fail you. Be strengthened, my brother. Be strengthened, my sister. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Higher. Oh, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
You are a good God.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, this morning I ask that you grant our strength. I ask that you open our eyes to see and our ears to hear. Lord, speak to our hearts, Father. Lord, may we hear you. Lord, may we not even see it and be like, oh yeah, we know it. We know it. But Lord, may your word enter our hearts. May your word gain entrance into our hearts. May it be new and fresh in our hearts, in our minds, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as the word goes forth, you have said, hear and be healed. So we trust you that healing is taking place as we are hearing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Say to your neighbor, happy new month as you have your seat. Amen. Can we celebrate Hill City, please? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. And I also celebrate every other volunteer serving in church today. God bless you. Honestly, from the beginning of this service, it's been just one kind of a service. I don't even have words to express it. But I know that God is here. Amen. So I don't forget. You know that slow songs is not what make up worship songs. You see it, yeah? Slow songs does not mean worship song. Alright? So I wanted that flow to have ended with that flow it started with. Praise God. Amen. So that I don't forget. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I mean, it's been a wonderful service, and I give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, so today, the topic I want to share on is living the word. And I told you that throughout the last month and this month, we'll just be talking on the Holy Spirit, His ministrations and all. So this month, it could have been the ministry of the Holy Spirit, station of the Spirit, but we titled it Living by the Spirit. That's the theme of the month. Amen. Because I'm trusting the Holy Ghost that it will be as practicable as possible, as practical as possible, that we see how He helps us every day. We see how the Holy Spirit is ever present, ever present, ever present, every day, every time. Amen. I see that young Elisa and mommy. Welcome. Happy to see you, ma. Happy to see you, daddy. Happy to see you, mama. Welcome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you all for being in church. And, our online audience, I also celebrate you. Thank you for being part of the service. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I feel very joyful. Hallelujah. Okay, so I believe that we love the Word of God, right? We love the Bible. Amen. Welcome to church. Good to see you. Been a while. Amen. Praise God. We love the Bible, don't we? I don't know what we'll give in exchange for the scriptures, really. But thank God that we have the Word of God. And you see, sometimes it's like, somebody said it's like a treasure chest. Amen. So you can just be searching and searching and not find the treasure you are seeking. But you see, there's a reason why you must find it. Who wants to tell me the reason? The reason why there is, okay, let me give you expo. There is a person whose job it is to make sure that you find the treasure in this treasure chest. So we know the person now, right? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is not possible that you read the Bible leveraging on the power of the Holy Spirit and not find what you see and not have understanding, deep insight in God's word. And that's so powerful. Like, honestly, let me say this again. I've said it in the course of this series, but I want to say this. See, God has made sure that there is no believer that will live a defeated lifestyle. Defeated life. Say amen to that. He has made sure that there is no believer that will live a defeated life. No matter where you are living. And now it's not about I'm driving private jet or I'm trekking or whatever physical thing your mind can go to. Is that the life of Jesus that you have in your inside is a victorious lifestyle. Why am I saying lifestyle? It's a victorious life. Amen. Praise God. The life of Christ you have is a victorious life. So I don't have money. Christ is abundance. Amen. I don't have this. You have Christ. Abundance, lacking in nothing. You see, when the Bible talks about how the believers will come together, and nobody's lacking anything
is that there is Christ they have.
That's one common thing all of them have.
If you are lacking Jesus, if you lack Jesus in your life, you are truly lacking. You are truly in lack. But if you have Jesus, you have Christ, I'm saying to you, you're not lacking anything.
No, you're not lacking anything.
I know that we have experienced this thing. You don't have food in the house. You have gari. You're soaking it with joy. You're enjoying the gari like the next best thing after what? After fresh bread. Praise God. You are enjoying that thing that you have, that little you have. You are just relishing it like, there's nothing that could be... There's nothing better than this. Why? It's not the food. It's the life you have. It's not the clothes you don't have. It's the life you have.
You can just wear that old shoe and not even care. Like, you don't even... Is it old?
I didn't know.
It didn't matter.
You'll still be walking boldly, audacious, like, because there is a life on your inside. I hope you know when you're walking, Jesus is walking. So how are we not going to be bold when we already know that the life of a man does not consist in the abundance of what? Possessions. So, Christ has made us what?
Poor.
He made us satisfied in him. The question is, are you satisfied in him? Are you still being poked everywhere by the pressure of life? Because I tell you, there are pressures in this life. But you see, can live above it. Can live above it. You have the greater one on your inside. And every day you wake up, he is right there, has been sent to see you through that day. The Holy Ghost has been sent to ensure that every day you live a triumphant life. Every day. It doesn't matter whether you come and say, what a hard day, what a tough day. You have the Holy Ghost to see you through that day. I say to you, it could have been worse.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't be defeated.
Say amen.
No, you can't be defeated. Let's get that out of, it's not even in contention. It's not... No, you can't be defeated. The one that is defeat himself has already been defeated. And the one that can cause you defeat has been defeated. So as a child of God, defeat is out of your equation. It's not even anywhere near your life.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like I said, today we are dealing on living the word, and I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to help me. The focus is actually to see how the Holy Spirit ministers to us in our daily living, how he helps us apply scriptures to our life every day.
I was saying to you that the Holy Ghost is the person of the Holy Ghost that opens up the scripture to us. He's the one that gives us understanding, and we understand. Hebrews 4:12. Let's start from there. Please help me. Media. Hebrews 4:12.
Hebrews 4 verse 12.
For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joins and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. For the word, please stay there. Thank you. For the word of God is alive and active. Let's read that together. For the word of God is alive. Can we say that again? For the word of God is alive. Now, when people see the Bible, they say this book that has been written thousands of years ago. And we are saying it lives. It's alive. It is active. So it's not just pen or ink on paper. It is alive. It is alive. It is alive. How do you know now that it's alive? What makes you know the Bible is alive? The Holy Spirit. He's the one that just speaks to you through the word. The one that as you're just reading it, it seems like a story, but you are thinking on it, you are thinking about it, you are looking at it intently, and it begins to open it up to you. The Holy Spirit is what makes this word come alive to you. Hallelujah. It says it's sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. This word. Joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. I was asking on Wednesday, so if the word is a double-edged sword that can penetrate, dividing through the spirit and the soul, the joint and the marrow, thoughts and intent, what sickness in your body can't it get into and eliminate? What pain, what discomfort can't the word of God flow into and flush away? What confusion, what challenge? What do you need to do? Take the sword and keep poking it there. Keep pressing it there. It doesn't have a choice. Just like Bible says, and the word of God like what? Like hammer. You do what? You keep hitting it. It must crack. It must crack. It must crack. The word of God is alive. It is active. Keep that in your heart. We've read John chapter 14, 26 again and again in the course of this series that the Bible says, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. How are the ways, some of the few ways the Holy Spirit imparts our life, imparts the scriptures, or applies the scriptures to us? Number one is the Holy Spirit reveals the word to you personally. He reveals the word to you personally. What it means personally is not, okay, now I know it is that, how it affects you personally. So a particular verse of scripture speaks one to you, speaks something else to you, speaks something else to you, the same verse of scripture. Hallelujah. The same verse of scripture speaks different things to different persons. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He takes the word, reveals it to you personally. For instance, a young man is just wondering, maybe having self-doubt, thinking, I mean, how am I going to do in life? Am I going to do well and all that? And then the Holy Spirit brings up the scripture and says to you, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew thee. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, that thoughts of good, not of evil, to give you what? A future and a hope. So when the Holy Spirit quickens these words to you, you finally, you now find out that it's not just words on the pages of scriptures. These are words that are talking to you at that time, revealed to you at that moment. So the Holy Spirit is the one that takes the scripture and interprets it to suit you personally, to talk to your situation personally, how it affects you. He reveals it to you. So you now realize that, oh, wow, this is for me. So why am I worrying about this? Why am I bothering about this? The Lord, before he formed me, he knows me. So if he knows me, he got my life covered. You can stop doubting yourself and rest on the one who knows tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want you to understand that if we realize what we have in the Holy Ghost, we can rest secure. Also, I want to also point this out. One thing why it is important, of course, scripture says to abide in the word and let my word abide in you richly, is so that the Spirit of God can quicken these words in time of need. I said it is alive and it is active. When those words come up in your heart, it gives you peace. It ministers peace to your heart. You just know that God has spoken to you. That any word anybody will tell, any advice anybody will give you anywhere. Praise God. You know, just like Brother Kingsley quoted while he was praying, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them. So you wake up in the morning, man, this bill's here, trouble there, called you there, that one is sick. Call you there. That one is happening. You're like, not only me, what is all this? There's this exasperation that comes with so much burdens. When you turn to the left, there's trouble. You turn to the right, there's trouble. And suddenly the Holy Spirit says to you, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers you, not from some of them, but from them all. And suddenly that word comes up with this peace and joy that you know that man can give to you. Quickens this word and strengthens you with it. That's what the Holy Ghost has been given to do for you. You see, this book is actually very voluminous. You may not remember everything in it. The Bible is so big. Even if you have read it cover to cover 10 times or 100 times, it doesn't mean that you remember everything in it per time. But you have the Holy Spirit to remind you of the word per time. So he reveals it to you personally. That's good. The Holy Spirit reminds you of the word in the heat of life. He reminds you of God's word in the heat of life. In the heat of life. On Wednesday too, we're having a beautiful time. We had a beautiful time in the midweek service. And we're talking about being a disciple and what is discipleship. And then I quoted a scripture, pursue peace with all men. You know, that's as the scripture says, to pursue peace to all men. So somebody was commenting and he was seeing something that had just happened, was actually still happening, and how he had to lay down. I mean, you know, when you have to let something go to pursue peace, right? You will know that God spoke to you. You will know that God spoke to you. For instance, you are not supposed to pay somebody money, but because you want to pursue peace, you have to pay back 1 million naira, for instance, for no reason. You just have to sweat it and pay because you are praying and the Holy Spirit said to you, pursue peace with all men. When it's just good, it's easy. But when it's an instruction you have to do, you know that is when you know that I'm putting the flesh under. Hallelujah. So he says to pursue peace, all men. So even in the midst of trials, people are, you know, what's it called? The betrayals. Somebody betrayed you. It's a business deal. Somebody betrayed you. And the Lord will say to you, the Spirit of God can say to you, pursue peace with that person. At that time, it's no longer the Bible said. It's no longer, the Bible said in the book of, and we are dancing it. It's like, how will I pursue peace with this person? Oh, no, but it's the Holy Spirit quickening his word to you at that time. And the beautiful thing is, and as the word came, the grace to walk in it was released alongside. It's not your strength. You just need to desire to please him at all times. So accept that that's God speaking to you and accept that you are going to do it.
the grace is there. You don't know how it's going to happen.
Pursue peace with all men.
Forgive people.
So when the Holy Spirit quickens, somebody's actually intentionally trying to get on your last nerve, getting you to say some stuff, to speak and give it back to them. And the Holy Spirit just says to you, the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. And they're like, leave me. I want to, let me. Don't tell me anything. Because you won't actually express your anger. Probably you have been bearing it. And now he's here. That's when he's not going to tell you, calm down. The wrath of man does not in any way produce God's righteousness. You see, there's a reason why we are believers. And he knows that we couldn't have been able to do that on our own. That's why he sent the Holy Ghost, your helper. So through those difficult things, like, you have the helper, he's still there. Lean on the helper. Even those times it's difficult to obey God. Those times it's so difficult. You want to, you're in your right. But those times it's so difficult to not give back. Because actually you can. You know how to give back now. What do you put to your mouth? You have mouth and you have something to say. Amen. You also, your emotion is not like you are laughing when you're offended. You're already angry. So there are already words that somebody's already telling you, say it. But then there's that gentle one that says to you, quiet answer, a gentle answer turns away wrath. So I'm supposed to not give a gentle answer right now. It says, yes, the Holy Ghost is your helper in those times. He can help you say those right words. Say those right words. You know, one difficult times or difficult relationship that is difficult to actually do this is marriage. Hallelujah. It's marriage. Because sometimes we've lived together so well that, you know, you just want to say it how you feel it. That's how I felt. That's how I said it. The Holy Spirit is saying to you, a gentle answer turns away wrath. And that's your, I want to express myself, is not producing my righteousness. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it just feels like the man is not even understanding. She's not understanding what you're saying. Or this woman, I've explained, she's not understanding. She's not understanding. So now let me tell her the way she will understand. You just hear me say, not today. Not today. Don't speak like that. I don't talk like that. So you will not speak like that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So no matter how hurt you feel, there could be arguments, you know, just me. You argue with your husband, you argue with your wife, and you just be like, let me just stay on my own. Just let me stay on my own for now. Please, I just want to stay on my own. Maybe they said I should not say something bad. Let me keep it to myself. Should I just stay on your lane? Let me stay on my lane. Don't say anything. Let me not say anything. Let's keep it to ourselves. But no talking. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit said, well, that seems like a plan. But be angry and sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your anger. No! Don't tell me that! Yes, be angry. But sin not. Don't let the sun go down under your wrath. If you are wise enough, you know that plan has scattered. You quickly use style and start rubbing body. If not Jesus. But start talking. Just start talking. Because he has told you something. It's not now. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians, don't be angry. No, he has spoken to you in the heat of that moment. His word came to you. You don't need a prophet to come and say, my daughter, or Pastor Chisholm called me on phone and told me at that auspicious time when it was happening. No, the Holy Ghost has spoken to you. That's all the word you need. And I said, the grace to do came alongside the word. So if you will look away from yourself, you'll be able to do as he has instructed. You know, putting the flesh under is not funny sometimes. Me, he came to my shop to buy something, and I've been keeping quiet. You have been telling me, this one you thought, you say it's not good. He said, no problem. Okay, this you say it's not good. This one you say it's bad quality. I say, okay. This one you say it's too expensive. You touch this one. Olga, if you don't want to buy anything, please leave my shop. So if the Holy Spirit was standing side by side beside you, will you talk like that? Would you say, okay, what about this one, sir? Till everything, you've touched everything in your shop. Okay, maybe next time. Won't you talk like that? You see, because we're not conscious of the one that we are carrying. We're not conscious of his presence. But like I like to say, he's more present than your underwear. You are sure you're wearing underwear, ain't you? Like, I will not be telling you, hey, Gracie, are you sure today you came to church? You're not thinking about it. You know, without a shadow of doubt. In the same way, the Holy Ghost is beside you every day. So you shouldn't be thinking, oh, I'm not feeling like I'm in the spirit today. No, you don't need to feel anything. He's there. It's not I'm feeling. No, he's right there. The Bible says he is our ever-present help in time of trouble. He was speaking about the Holy Ghost. He is your ever-present help. Ever-present. I've not seen anybody who depended on the Lord as the final option that God had broke or God disappointed. Like, you didn't have plan A, plan B, plan C, just in case, you know, the Lord is sleeping and he didn't, you know, just decide not to come through. Or maybe, you know, he was attending to a day's problem. So my matter,
I've not seen a person who completely depended on the Lord who got disappointed. I've not seen it. That's never happened. And it won't start with you. So no, what you call deadline is nothing before the Lord. You are the one that is thinking his time has passed. His deadline. He will come true. He has always come true. He has never been late. Never been late. I mean, I think personally, I'm saying this, that the story of Lazarus is one reason you know that there's nothing like being late with God. I don't know any situation that can be later than that. You know what I mean? And this one is so heartbreaking because Jesus was their friend. Bible said he loved them. So everybody knew that Lazarus was Jesus' friend. And then they said to him, Mary and Martha said, only if they just make sure the master knows that Lazarus is not feeling well. Everything has sorted out. And they went and delivered the message. Lazarus, your friend. That one that is your friend. So you don't think it's another Lazarus. He's not feeling well. It's okay. He's not feeling well. Okay, we are coming. You are coming. You are still coming. I can just picture Mary saying to the messengers, did you not tell the master what? No, we met him one-on-one. We didn't send anybody. We saw him and we told him. You are sure you told the master? Okay, that means he's coming. If he said he's coming, he's coming. And then Lazarus died. Picture it. You know, sometimes we don't read very fast through scriptures. Think about it. Think about in the face of God being late in a matter. And then Lazarus was dead. And the two sisters, they are his friends. If it is you, how will you feel? Think about it. Don't you feel betrayed? Okay, you now, you are not even calling your friend to come and heal your brother in that. You are just calling him to come and just know that this is our brother is sick. If they don't come, you count it for them. I called you when my brother was sick. You're not sure. I called you when that one, you're not sure. Okay, you will remember it 7 years coming. But then Lazarus died. How would you feel? You know, some of us are angry with God without realizing it. We come to church and we are praising, but there's a hurt in our hearts we are carrying because somehow we felt God didn't come true. So these people, they were crying, Mary and Martha crying about the death of their brother. Like, how could the master disappoint? We trusted him so much. How could he not come true? How could he fail? And then 4 days he was in the grave and they heard, master is here. What do you do? Just you go do the longest tree you've never done. Coming to do what? What is it now? So coming to now tell us, sorry. What is it now coming to do? That is how we will feel, naturally speaking. So what is it coming to do now? I believe that's how they felt. That's how Jesus had to tell them, I told you I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe. Because they were feeling like, I mean, they actually said it, master, if you had been here, this wouldn't have happened. But you weren't here. So this matter has gotten out of hand. I have people who have matters they say is already out of hand. Which matter is it that you are saying is out of hand? Jesus is here right now. And he's sorting it out right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. He's sorting it out right now. He said to Ezekiel, will these bones live? Dead, buried, broken, their flesh has even, everything has finished. He said, will they live? Will these bones be alive? Can they live? This one you're asking me, I don't know. Only you know. How would this bone have been dead? Only you know, says to them, that they will leave. See, your God is not a God of, oh, it's now 11:59. He doesn't care. If you like, let it be. It will come true. It will come true. It will always come true. It will always come true. I don't care how big a burden it is. The Lord will come true. Even when it seems like he disappointed you. I'm saying to you, can you take your eyes away from that situation that seemed like a disappointment and look to him who before him, mountains melt like wax. Can you look to him who is able to do all things? I said, Lord, what are you saying in this matter? Because what did he say when he got to the tomb of Lazarus? In that seemingly dead situation, what did he say? What was he saying? Did he come to cry and say, sorry, my brethren. I don't know what happened. I got carried away preaching. No. Meanwhile, how did he know he died? Nobody came to tell him he's dead. They just buried him. So he knows about you. He knows he was dead. He said to the disciples, let's go. Our friend Lazarus sleeps. Hallelujah. That's a very sweet thing. Sleeps. So, okay, if he's sleeping now, you wake up now. Say, my friend, you are not in the spirit at all. Come, let's go. Okay, don't die. That's what you want me to say. Sometimes when we say things like somebody, when the Bible says, let the weak say I'm strong, and you say I'm strong, your brain will be telling you that's a lie. Are you strong? Are you feeling strong? Say, I don't have to feel it. I am strong. That's what Jesus said. He says, you define your situation. Say it as the word instructs. The Holy Ghost will always rub those words in your heart. Don't feel like, no, but I need to express, but you don't need to express nothing. All you need to do is say it as the Holy Spirit puts it in your heart. There's no matter too difficult. In the face of that dying time, Jesus spoke words to them by the Spirit. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. I'm still in my topic. So in the face of all that has scattered, all that you feel is not working the way you planned it, he said to a person who has been in the grave, I am the resurrection and the life. He says, Lazarus, oh yeah, come out. No, it's not a negotiation. It's that you are out. The moment I say, arise, the moment I say, come out, you are out. He's the same God today. That Holy Spirit, that Jesus is still alive today. He's the same. Bible says yesterday, today in that matter, today in those situations, in that situation, and forevermore. Why I try to paint that picture is, have you come to the point where those people were in?
You may have experienced it.
But truth is that God is so good.
He's so good.
He's so good.
He's so good. You may have come to that point of total distraught. Like there's no way out.
Well, he says, I am the way.
I am the way. Only see Jesus. He is the way. He will lead you through every darkness. He will lead you out of every baton, every curveball. He will lead you out of it
because he's the way. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Now, that's a picture of where Jesus was in the flesh. Now, how he does it is through his words. I remember a time when I had a lot of issues. Things were just, I was so troubled by a lot of things. I was troubled by, I had this heavy burden in my heart. I was worried and troubled by issues, plenty issues. And then I was just praying in church one day. I just heard the Lord say these words to me. Isaiah 26 verse 3. I will keep him. Please put that on the screen. Isaiah 26 verse 3. I'll put him. Put you, now he's not speaking to me, in perfect peace. He's talking about those whose eyes are stayed on the Lord. He will keep in perfect peace those whose eyes are stayed on the Lord. Whose minds? You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. This is NIV rendition. You see, what did he tell me from the scripture? Your eyes, your minds are not on me. Your eyes and your mind are not stayed on me. If they were on me, what you will experience is perfect peace. And you see, the translation, direct translation, the Hebrew translation of that is shalom, shalom. Shalom is enough, isn't it? Well, it's perfect peace, shalom, shalom. Can even translate it to mean peace and prosperity. Hallelujah. So whenever you see yourself going through things and you're just in the middle of it, your mind stays there, my dear, as soon as you hear that scripture come up to your heart, I will keep in perfect peace. Just know that God has spoken to you. Every time you are overwhelmed, you are not looking unto Jesus.
I said it.
Amen.
Yes.
Every time you feel depressed, you're not looking unto Jesus. Every time your mind is haywire, you are not looking unto Jesus.
You are looking unto the boisterous storm.
Yeah.
That's why you are sinking. That's why your heart is sinking. You're not sinking physically, but your heart has sunk. You are now looking at the challenges. Your eyes are on the trouble. Oh, I need 10 million naira now. He has to come out in a month. Oh, I need 5 million naira now. Yes, I have to just get it. That's where your mind is. That's why you are sinking. And scripture says, oh, is this scripture now? I know we sing it. All other grounds are sinking sands. We sing solid rock, that hymn now, but every other ground is sinking sand. Every other thing you are looking onto will sink. The Holy Spirit knows that if your eyes are not where it should be, you will truly sink. So he will bring up scriptures like that. Oh, I wasn't reading the Bible. I wasn't trying to get any rhema anywhere. I was just down. And he said those words to me. What he showed me is that in the midst of all this chaos, your mind is actually on the chaos. If you will look away from the chaos and look at me, you will experience perfect peace. That was the word of God to me. I have not forgotten it till today. So what do? Anytime I experience those challenges again, I just say, my mind is now in my problem. My mind has shifted from God. So that's why I'm not enjoying perfect peace. I'm trusting the Lord that will be a word for you today. And anytime you find yourself in the midst of storm, and everything is just, your brain is on fire. Like, what do I do? What do I do? I mean, it's not working. Like, you are just overwhelmed in the middle of a heat period in your life. You can remember, he will keep me in perfect peace. Only if my mind can be stayed on him. So what is your own job? Take your mind and start fixing it on him. His own job, he will give you perfect peace. So you ask, but in the middle of this hard time, how am I able to keep my mind on the Lord and not worry about all these situations? I mean, I have to pay these children's school fees. We have to pay this rent. I have to get married. I have to do this. I have to do that. One thing or the other. I have to. This. I have to get answers. I have to get a direction. It has to happen now. I don't know how. Listen. Before you got in the middle of that crisis, God was there. I said, before you arrived at the scene of the crisis, he already arrived there, past there. He's the end of a matter from the beginning. He knows the end of a matter from the beginning. He's the Alpha and the Omega. You know that? So every challenge you will ever experience in life, God has gone through your life and back, went again, come back. Like, it's not new to him. Before you experienced that challenge, he saw it. He had passed it. If he passed it, you will too.
He sends you his word to comfort your heart, because that matter has already been taken care of. So what do you need to do? Take on the word and say, thank you, Lord. Start giving thanks. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This is your help for me right now. So when he says it's our ever-present help, he helps us with the word. But when that word comes, rejoice in the word as one that has found a great spoil, because you have. If you will stay on that word and eat of it and live on it and stay and speak it again and again and again and again, I'm telling you, you will too come out of that fix. You will wonder. In fact, you will give thanks that you enter that fix. Say, thank God this happened to me.
Yeah.
You say, Lord, I thank you. Truly, now, some of the issues I had before I got married, I thank God for them.
Yes, I do.
I thank God for them. I truly, truly thank God for them. But at that time, it doesn't seem like it. It felt like the end of the world. Why am I going through all of this? My beautiful life, why is he going here? Asking? Listen. You are the one that is seeing all the, how crooked it is. As far as God is concerned, he has written the volume of about your life. So do you think that God wrote the details of your life and there's a place he ended with calamity? Even if you experienced it. I said it did not end in calamity. Thanks be to God who causes us to do what? Every day we triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit ensures that you are not defeated any day. No matter how low you feel, there's always a word of comfort it can bring up in your heart. You can just be flipping through WhatsApp and there it is. It can come in a song. You can just, there's no shadow you won't light on. Mountains you will climb. There are times songs will come. I will have sang it again and again if I remember that before it dawns on me that the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. It just came in a song. Because his job is to make sure that you come out of every day triumphant.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes.
So we are so empowered. We have the word and we have the Holy Spirit. So you see how this word applies to us. We see how the word of God applies to us. So please, especially like I was saying earlier, in our marriages where the devil is always bringing that, things that will cause that, please let me mind my business. The Holy Spirit is saying to you, no, that's not my way. My way is what? Don't be angry, but sin not. Don't let the sun go down on your wrath. So you just quickly go on and say, I love you. No problem. Let's go. Amen. And that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Ghost ministering to you. Then number three is the Holy Spirit applies the word to heal and transform. The Holy Spirit applies the word to heal and transform. So the word of God is not just a book of information. Oh, let's read and know things. No, it's actually medicine. The word is medicine. And the Holy Spirit applies it to us like a healing balm. We just be applying it to that wound, applying it to that sickness. He applies it to you. Hallelujah. He applies it to you. No matter what it is, no matter if it's in your heart, whatever it is, like you're, maybe you say, it's even guilt. You're battling with guilt, like something you did 2 months ago. You are still asking for forgiveness till tomorrow. God is saying, what is wrong with this one? Are you all right, my son? Are you together? What are you talking about? The Holy Spirit reminds you. In 1 John 1 verse 9, I think it is. 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive. He's faithful and just to forgive. So when you're going back to those things, are you saying he's no longer faithful and just to forgive you? So you'll be counting something you did. Oh, last month I disobeyed my husband. God, I'm sorry. You're still asking him sorry. You're still forgiving, asking for forgiveness till today. No, the Holy Spirit now brings forth the word and says, I said, if you will confess your sins, I am faithful, I am just to forgive you. Did you ask for forgiveness that time sincerely? Yes, Lord, I did. So I forgave you. So what are we still talking about? So that will minister strength to your heart. Oh, praise God. There is therefore now no condemnation to me that is in Christ Jesus. Because now I'm chasing after the spirit of the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or you feel sick in your body. You're sick in your body. Remember what the Bible says. It says, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. And scripture says, he sent his word. That word he sent healed. He didn't just heal. He delivered. So when they tell you, you need to go to deliverance ministry, tell them you have the word. Oh, we need to go for deliverance. You need to go for deliverance. You see this, but you don't need the deliverance. All the deliverance he needs is in the word. The Bible says, he sent his word. And his word did what? Healed. And did what? Delivered. So I don't care what sickness it is. Man, it's not tougher than the lashes Jesus took on the cross. He was so flogged. I said, your Jesus was so flogged. He was battered. It was not your anger. No, it's not. It's not your regular anger you bought and you're just, you know, tapping his muscle. No, it's not it. It was sharp. It was razor made. It was intended to take a flesh. As you are wiping, it's coming out. His body was literally broken. When the Bible says it was broken. Just use regular cane and flog somebody 40 strokes, for instance, or 39 strokes. And imagine how the person would look like. And then imagine it when you are using something that is, you know, razor that can actually take a pound of flesh with each flogging.
And the devil is telling that you should be sick. Take that cane and begin to flog it. Flog it out of your... saying, like, for what? Do you understand? I said, Jesus was thoroughly flogged so you don't ever get sick. And if you get sick, so you can always get healing. I always say it like this. You are not a mechanic that should be, you know, I am mad. You know, you go to mechanic as a car, you have broken down. And then TVMS will fix you. You come back. And then, no, you're not a car. You are the temple of the Most High God. No, you did not say it should be, you know, no. No, if you are sick, I'm also a medical person. I'm not against it at all. But I'm saying don't have that mindset that, you know, any if my mosquito just fly. Hi, Jago Temu. Which anti-malaria? Why, which one is now? And which? Buy a test on it. Make the question original. Just that there's way on your room. Hey! Oh, God. Our fleet has finished. Please, just call your husband. He's on the way. Please branch in that pharmacy and buy this one. No, don't expect to fall sick. See, expect that you have Zoe. No, it's not expect. Know that you have Zoe inside of you. The mosquito will bite you and die. And you're also going. Because life is working in you. Don't expect to fall sick is what I'm saying. Well, if you fall sick and you need medical help, please get it. That's totally fine. The Lord provided that for us. Well, they are fighting the same demons we are fighting also. Yes. But don't expect to be sick. Don't expect to be in pain. Oh, there's cold. You know, there are people that rain for 2 days, 3 days. Hi. Oh God, this rain, I know I'm going to come down with cold and kata. They have said it, and trust the Lord. As I've heard you speak, so will I do. You have what you say. And you will hear the Holy Spirit say to you, stop talking like that. You say, no, now, last month it happened. 2 months ago, is that justifying it? But he said to you, stop talking like that. You say, no, that's been happening. Is that what we're saying now? We're saying, stop talking like that. It is happening because you're saying it. Amen? It is happening because you're what? You are saying it. So don't expect to be like that. The Holy Spirit takes the word of God and applies it to you as medicine. Those words, as you are speaking them, you are saying it to yourself. That's how I, by the grace of God, I'm able to just keep it. Now, sometimes you just feel under the weather. I just take on it and say, I can't be sick. For by the stripes of Jesus, I've been healed. He took this beating, so I won't be sick. So devil, take your baggages and be gone. Stay away. In the name of Jesus, I refuse it. I and fight for it. I realize that believers can be very calm with these things. You can just be very calm, tolerate it. I said, don't tolerate it. It has been paid for. No, your sickness is not glorifying Jesus. It's not. And the Holy Ghost is telling you words, showing you words, even as I'm speaking right now, that is telling you, oh, it's not me that is doing it. So don't tell me it is your generational, your grandfather had it, your father's father had it, your father had it, so you must have it. No. I'm serious. It ends with you. Because now you know. So now, in the days of ignorance, they can be having anything they like. But now you know by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. No, not the day you got sick. You were healed before you got sick. Don't expect to be sick. Don't expect it. Anytime the devil brings those thoughts to you, say, you see these thoughts to you, but that's why I will not even fall sick. Say it to yourself. So I'm feeling it this way. I'm feeling it there. You now be taught every day. You go and check in the mirror. Is your head getting bigger? No, that's the devil doing that. And the more you check, one day you now wake up, it's actually bigger. Thank you, Lord. No, the Holy Spirit takes the word and he applies it to us, and we receive healing by that word. He's alive. He takes his life and opens it up to you. Suddenly you see. The scripture I try to remember, but I heard it from Pastor Poju. Talks about a woman who was diagnosed she was going to be amputated. So she was just studying the Bible, and then I believe the Holy Spirit led her to a scripture that talks about, I think it's be confident in the Lord, something like that. And your feet will not be taken. Something like that. That's how you will not see it as a healing scripture for a person that is undergoing issues, but just say, you know, like saying that your feet will be strengthened, your foot will not be moved. She said, my feet are not going to be amputated. She just saw it and just knew that the Spirit of God had spoken to her. Just came out and said, my feet will not be amputated again. I said, what do you mean? What are you saying? He said, because this is what I saw in the Bible, that if those are confident, I don't know, I didn't get that. So it's now that it's coming to me, but I don't know, I can't put it right. Maybe I'll check it again and delve. My feet will not be taken. When you hear that, you will know that this person heard the Lord. You know what? No, her foot will not be taken because the Lord has spoken to her. Do you know why I'm making all this emphasis and trying to bring out these real life situations? Is that when those scriptures, don't say, oh, is that scripture I used to know? No, it's not the scripture you used to know. It is applying. He is applying it to you now that you need it. Now that you need it. They slashed your salary or they are owing you. Government didn't pay. And you just learned, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And he said, yeah. Okay. So what do you do next? Are you what you have been told the solution? It is that my God, your God, supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory. It's not say according to what you are earning. It's not say when they pay you, when they don't pay you. It's according to his riches and glory. So what do you do? Take on those words and say, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I will not lack anything. It means food and everything that you... No. Those things will be supplied. They will be supplied because the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I shall not want. He speaks it to you. Rejoice in those words. Take those words literally. He spoke to you. Don't say, yeah. I know it. It's not Psalm 23. No, it is Psalm 23 for you.
Damn. Now.
So you take the word and begin to rub it on yourself. Rub it on yourself. Apply it on your body. Read it. Sing it. Anyhow, apply it to yourself. Because the Holy Spirit had taken God's word and brought it alive to you, applying it to you in that situation. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit connects, number four, connects scripture to real-time decisions. So this time, I want to make decisions. He brings verses into your mind. The times you are in crossroads, you need to make decisions and just need to make the right decision. Now, Holy Spirit brings scriptures and pops it to you. And just tells it to you as, you know why this is important? You know that the same God that said, whether you turn to the left or to the right, you will hear a voice behind you saying what? This is the way, go in it. It's the same God that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, right? Shall mount up wings like an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. The same scripture. So should I wait? Or should I turn to the left? Should I turn to the right? Do you understand? So, but when you are praying, you are listening for the quickening of God's word to you at that time. So if all of a sudden you can just quicken it up and bring out a scripture from your spirit, just tells you what to do. You are still contemplating. Probably somebody is telling you to do something, get into, let's do this business. Well, you know, it's not too straight, Bosha. You know, bad. Let's just quickly do it. Let's quickly do it. You are still wondering, should I not? And suddenly, he just pops a scripture to you in Proverbs 10 verse 9, yeah, that whoever walks in integrity walks uprightly. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely. That means if you follow this person and not walk uprightly, you will not be secure. He has told you, you see this, if you do this, you will not be secure. Will you still be saying, should I or should I not? He has spoken to you. This is the person we have. He's the person we have. You can't just get into errors. He will quicken scriptures to you. He will bring scriptures to you. He will open them up, remind you, oh, this is the way, go in it. I don't know what, I try to just paint different kind of scenarios, but I know for everybody, it's different scenario. But you see, even if we have we have 100 scenarios here, or 1,000 scenarios here, we have the Holy Ghost. And he's more than equal to the task. He's more than equal to meet every need. Please trust in the Holy Ghost. Rely on the Spirit of God. Trust in the leading of the Spirit. Love the Bible. Love the Word of God. Love the Word. Listen, you see, whether it's grief, he says, I am the father of all comfort. He's able to comfort you so much that you with the same comfort can comfort other people. Yes. He can comfort you so much so you will just know, these, where are the people that are grieving? I can comfort you because you've received God's comfort. He says, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That's so you can say, the Lord is my helper. What can man do to me? There are words that just come up to you. Will I bring to the time of delivery and not cause childbirth? Before the pain comes, the child came forth. The word comes to you. Don't think, oh, it's just one word. No, hold it. Have I not said, be fruitful, multiply? Have I not said, take those words the Lord has spoken to you. Take it and just begin to let the Holy Spirit rub in that balm. Let him put it like a balm on your body. Don't just, you know, say, yeah. No, thank you, Holy Spirit. We have been told to be doers of God's word. Don't just be hearers. When you hear the Spirit of God say words to you, be a doer. How do you do? Take on the word, put it in your mouth, start talking it, start saying it, start speaking it. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. I don't care what it is. I shall not lack. Hallelujah. The same God that can supply a million can is the same God that can supply 100,000. It's the same God that can supply a million. It's the same God that can supply a billion. The same God. And is rich in resources. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know it's also our communion service, so if you don't mind, you can start dishing out the communion elements. Please, I want you to take the word of God seriously. You see, on this earth where we are at, you have everything you need to live a triumphant life. Yes, yes. I make bold to say that because I know, I see the Holy Ghost do stuff. I see the Holy Spirit. What's this? Joshua, after the death of Moses, the Lord spoke to him. And he said to him, he says, be strong, be courageous. Again, he said it to him again, be strong and courageous. The third time he said, have I not told you to be strong and courageous? I believe that in the same way, the word of God comes to us not once, not twice. Praise the Lord. Not once, not twice. But take heed. Take heed. Take heed. Take heed. He wants to comfort you. Receive his comfort. He's answering. Receive his answers. It may not sound like what you want to hear, but receive it. Receive what he's saying. The Holy Ghost is much available today. Much available today. I want you to begin to speak to God. Whatever the situation is right now, honestly, I'm saying to you that the Holy Ghost can meet that need. You don't have problem, no problem. You know somebody that does. Please pray for somebody. I want us to really pray for each other today. Pray for someone, pray for yourself. There is something in your heart. Now begin to pray and say, Lord. And as you're praying and a scripture pops up, please don't throw it away. That's a scripture you meditate on. That's a tool the Holy Spirit has given to you. That's a tool for warfare. Yes, that's a tool for warfare. So you are praying and the Holy Spirit brings up words for you. It's a tool for warfare. And you see, until the war is won, you don't rest. You don't keep quiet. You don't stop. Until you win that battle, I don't even, not just win it spiritually, you see it. You don't keep quiet. You don't rest. You don't keep quiet. You don't rest. You don't rest. The Holy Spirit is speaking to several people in several ways this morning. He's instructing so many persons in righteousness. Somebody, you've been stalling for a while. You've been walking in obedience for so long. And you're wondering why things are not going the way you're expecting. But you've been walking in disobedience for a while. For so long, he has put something in your heart. He has told you what to do. He has put a thing in your heart. He has told you, he has instructed you. But you've been walking in disobedience. Today is a day that you make up your mind to follow his instructions, to obey him. Just in case you are joining online, please get your communion elements. We are taking our communion now. Pray and say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. It can be something you are doing wrong. I mean, it can be, you know, walking in unrighteousness. You can be walking in unrighteousness. He has been warning you. He has been talking to you. He has been instructing you. Do away with this lifestyle. Stop this. Stop that. He has been telling you, oh, you are, there's this anger around you. Do away with it. Please, today, talk to the Lord and say, Lord, help me. Help me. Don't justify that. Don't justify it. Don't justify it. Don't justify it. Oh, his instructions will not always be convenient and comfortable. If he's your Lord, you will follow. You will follow the leading of the Spirit at all times. Just talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me. He says, flee fornication. Flee it. You will not be, you know, try just, well, we're not doing anything, though. But you go and sleep over. You're exposing yourself. You're opening doors for the enemy to attack your righteousness. Attack your life. And the Lord is speaking to you. The Lord has been instructing you. Stay away from these kind of people. You say, oh, they have been my friends for 10 years. And the Lord is saying, at this time of your life, at this season, I want you away from them. Forgive your boss. Forgive your boss. Yes. Forgive your boss. Forgive your boss. Forgive your husband. Forgive your husband. Forgive your husband. Thank you, Father. We give thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Vradoshka, Vradesa, Mandeshka, Fatabarados. When you get a word, give thanks. Give thanks. Then you meditate on the scripture. And then meditate on it. And then pray in the Holy Ghost. Stay with that scripture. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shifratiske Fardesha Manandi Velasco Verdesha Namandos Afatosha Bradiza Lava Varadoso Pekeva Ladigeshka Namandis Susapefalatish. Aye, thank you, Lord. My people will be called righteous. Hallelujah. They will be called righteous. They will inhabit the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are more than conquerors. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, the communion elements in your hands, they are blessed. Scripture says to do this in remembrance of that which Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. He died. He was buried. 3 days later, he resurrected, and he did it so that you can live triumphantly. Keep this in your memory. You know what you've been praying about. I'm saying to you, Jesus already took care of it on the cross. He already completely took care of it. Paid the price in full. It was full payment. It wasn't down payment. It was full payment. So as you think on this, go ahead and take the flesh of Jesus. And go ahead and drink of his blood. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for healing. Thank you. Thank you for burdens lifted. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Suddenly you will know what to do. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm trusting the Lord spoke to us. It might be a jabbing message. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, don't mind me. I wanted to take one announcement now before I step down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, usually we have, okay, let me start with this. We'll be having an event on the first weekend in September. That's 4th, 5th to 7th of September. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's Abundant Life Conference. Hallelujah. Abundant Life Conference that we do with Pastor Faye. So he'll be here at that time. And we trust the Lord to do mind-blowing things. Amen. So please plan to be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's 5th, 6th, and 7th of September. Amen. So mark the date, okay? I think the flyer should be out within the week, or the design at least. The flyer will be out within the week. Then we have our flagship program that we do annually, our conference, our annual conference, our All Believers Prayer Convention, Ash 15, Ash ABPC 15.0 is here again. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's happening in October, I believe 24th to 26th. So you save the date. So we'll be soaring by the Spirit. Hallelujah. That's the theme of the event I will be having. Look, I'll not tell you today. I'll tell you at another day. I will unmask. We'll do a mask. Praise the Lord. But anyway, we have... I'm tempted to say it. Should I say it? Praise God. But seriously, it's an event you don't want to miss. I mean, oh God. Don't worry, I'll tell you next Sunday. Or another Sunday. But I'll tell you. But save the dates. 24th to 26th of October 2025 is our All Believers Prayer Convention. Please, I want us to own this program. It is our program. Own it. We have somebody coming from Sokoto/Maiduguri. Some people who know. So it's not going to be, it's not business as usual. So I'm just
pray with me. Why I'm actually taking this announcement this way is that anytime you see prayer signal, join and pray. Amen. So we're doing much of that prayer on MixLR, so we don't bother any, I think that would be better for us. So anytime you see any prayer to any prayer watch, you see prayer, just do what? Join and pray. We'll be praying intensely for this program when we are starting now. We're not waiting till October. So we started to pray for all believers' prayer convention. Please pray for that program. Pray that the Lord will turn things and just minister to our lives. No life will remain the same after that event. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen.
This message was brought to you free of charge by the partners of the Cornerstone Church Enugu. For more resources and downloads, please visit our website at thecornerstoneministries.org. Our faith is based on the Word of God. It transforms us and it bears fruits for us.